Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, whatever your questions, queries about Dublin Airport, if you're wondering about fast track lanes, lounges, flight details, parking, accessibility, whatever's on your mind, send in your voice notes, your WhatsApps to 087 1400 106. That is the number, because Graeme McQueen, who's the Media Relations Manager with the Dublin Airport Authority, is here in studio to answer your questions. Graeme, how's things, first of all?
Oh, good. Moving into our busy time. So,
yeah, you're just after the Easter madness, I suppose.
Yeah, busy, our busiest Easter ever, I think
really?
It was. So, and look, every month we're up around 5-10% this year. So it's really busy, but things moving well, which is good.
So despite all the talk and conversation about the economy, people are flying or flying into Ireland.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in, which is great. And from all over the world, like St. Patrick's Week was incredible.
Right.
Our busiest St. Patrick's Week ever. People coming from America, Asia. So things are good there, and things going out as well. A lot of people heading away, and we're looking forward to what's going to be hopefully another good summer.
Right. Listener questions. Please ask the DAA to implement signage from Terminal 2 to Terminal 1 indicating that you're heading towards either terminal. Currently, they only have gate numbers and don't indicate that you're in either terminal. I've actually contacted the DAA about this in the past. I find it very confusing for tourists.
Yeah, no, I'll take that one on board. We have been improving the signage, but we're always looking for ways to make it better. We're doing lots on social media as well to show people how to navigate between the two terminals, things like that. But I'll certainly take that one back, yeah.
I know that myself. It's that kind of area in the tunnel, isn't it, in between the two? That's probably where they're talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like they're maybe talking about Airside, and I know some Aer Lingus passengers check in Terminal 2, but the flight leaves from what they think is Terminal 1.
This is where you get the bus.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a bit of confusion there, especially if you don't fly too often. So I'll take that one back. That's one we can clear up for sure.
Listeners looking for more safe food options for celiac adults and children. They think they're badly needed in the airport.
Yeah, I think we've made decent progress on that. But again, we've a lot of new outlets, and we're trying to encourage them to add more selection for passengers. So hopefully the next time they're travelling, they'll see an improvement there.
There's definitely a new bar, isn't there, in Terminal 2? Is it Terminal 2?
Terminal 2. We've got a new Irish bar called Ryan's Bar.
That's it. I haven't been in it, but I saw it the last day I was there.
It's proven really popular. It's an authentic Irish bar, and I think people think it's always been there, which is a good sign for a pub.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you please add signs that say how long it takes to walk to the terminals? I've been caught out a few times.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd be interested to know where they're coming from and maybe experiencing that problem. I mean, the walk between the two terminals should take maybe 5-7 minutes, depending on how able-bodied you are. But I'd like to know more about that so we can maybe pinpoint where to put that signage in.
How early should you arrive to the airport at the moment?
These days it's 2 hours before short haul, 3 hours before long haul. If you stick to those, you're going to have loads of time to get to your flight, have a coffee, and a nice and relaxed security moves really well. You're talking between 10 and 20 minutes on the busiest days at the moment, which is really good, and we're confident that we'll keep that going through the summer.
Yeah, those new cameras at Terminal 2 that you don't have to take all the stuff and the liquids out, they're game changing.
Game changer's the word. I mean, I went through with my kids there recently and it just made life so much easier, a few less grey hairs going through.
Are they in Terminal 1 and 2?
Yeah, both terminals are fully equipped, so the liquid rules have gone. You can take up to 2 litres now, and you don't need to take anything out your bags, which is a big time saver. It's also safer. These new scanners are the safest that you can get, so it's good news all round.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have a question or voice note for Graeme McQueen this afternoon. Another listener there about security queues, you answered that. Do I need to pre-book assistance? My husband has recently put his back out. We're due to travel this weekend. Is it too late?
No, it's never too late. You can get it when you're in the terminal as well, but it is better to book it in advance. You're taken straight away then when you arrive. There could be a bit of a wait depending on how busy it is if you arrive on the day at the terminal. But either way, we'll look after you. That's available on the departures floors in both terminals.
There's an app I've used this before. That you can PRM assist, isn't
PRM
that it?
PRM assist, yeah, it's there. So
it's brilliant.
Get on in advance of your travel. It just makes life easier. You know it's going to be there for you. They're expecting you, and you'll get through nice and quickly.
Yeah, a top tip now that I would give that listener is don't actually ask if you can. If you're able to push the person around if they're in the wheelchair, is don't ask for the assistance. That you can just get the wheelchair. It's free, and you can do it yourself. So if you wanted to stop or go around at your leisure, you can.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people, don't like, have been pushed around by someone, but they can do it themselves. They can get a family member to do it. The options are there. We've got the chairs there for them. We've also got buggies in the terminal that you can get for that longish walk to the Ryanair gates.
Now, any plans for a bit of entertainment for children in the airport, like a playground or something? It's impossible to keep them entertained.
Yeah, we've added on each pier, actually, children's play areas. Now, they're relatively small, I'll admit. We are a bit stuck for space. We've also put in play stations down by the Ryanair gates on Pier 1. So they're proven really popular. And wherever we can find space, we're looking to add in more. We've also got sensory rooms now in both terminals for autistic kids and things like that.
Where are they, actually? I was going to come to a question about that.
The sensory room in T1 is on Pier 2. So that's just before you enter that long walk to the Ryanair gates, as I say. And in Terminal 2, they're just at the bottom of the escalator as you get to the 400 gates.
Now, you'll be delighted with this message. Can I just say to Dublin Airport, credit where it's due, my little boy is autistic and we have the important flyer lanyard, and the DAA have never been less than exceptional with us when travelling. I feel it's the best airport that I've ever used for helping families with additional needs, children get through security lines as seamlessly as possible. Also, we were able to book in for the sensory room on our last trip and found it so helpful for my son to regulate before a long haul flight. It was a fantastic space, exactly what he needed, so I just wanted to say thank you for being inclusive.
Yeah, it's really good to hear. And we're always looking for ways to improve it. We're always looking at other airports as well to see what they've got, to see if we can bring it back into Dublin. But those sensory rooms are working really well, thankfully.
And you don't need to book them, isn't it? Or do you need to book them?
You do need to book them. But you get to get your hour, because you wouldn't want to arrive there and someone's in it. And you get your hour undisturbed then.
Okay. How early can you go to the airport before your flight? Is there a limit? I'm going on a hen on Friday and I'm travelling from Donegal on my own.
Not really. We wouldn't recommend you come too early, but we do have outlets open 24 hours. You know, the airport is there. We do see people from time to time who might have a very early morning flight and they stick around the airport overnight. So there's no limit, really. But wouldn't arrive too early.
Now, in advance of what is often a regular annual complaint here to the programme, parking over the summer period, what's the situation with parking at the moment?
Parking's okay. We got the old Quick Park back on stream. We don't operate it. It's a private operator, but that brought, 6,000 more spaces back into play. So last summer was fine. This summer will be fine. In fact, if you go on our social media channels today, you'll see there's a 10% discount for parking. So if you know the dates of your holiday, get on and book early. That's the best way to get the best rates.
I noticed on Instagram, have you, what's this drop and go service you have?
Drop and go, we brought in, it's a new parking service we brought in 2 years ago in Terminal 2, first of all. So you drive up into the short-term car park, you leave your car, you hand over your keys, the guys go off and park it, you get your bags, you go off into the terminal. Your car is there for you then when you come back. You just pick up your keys.
It's like a valet service.
Exactly, yes. It was so popular that we've added it into Terminal 1 now as well. Demand is really high. Works really well. It's not that expensive either. It's a little premium on top of what you would pay for your regular parking, but there's lots of offers. So get online, see what's there. And the further in advance you book, the better deal you're going to get.
I'm off on my holidays this weekend. I'm flying Aer Lingus, so I have to drop my bag. How much time should I give myself on a Friday evening?
Be fine. Give yourself that 2 hours.
The mornings are busier now for that, aren't they?
Yeah, the early mornings are busier. But again, look, I'm going by the Aer Lingus desk and all the airlines at the moment. They're well staffed. They're ready for people. So no matter what time of day you're flying, you should be okay. So look, I'd say stick to the 2 hours if you're going short haul, 3 hours long haul, and you'll have plenty of time to get through.
Listener looking for more plugs. There's always gangs around them. Can you get more plugs and sockets?
Yeah, we put in loads there, but we know we've got to put in more. The airport's getting busier. One of the problems we have is people don't take care of them, so we're always having to replace and repair them. But there are more going in. We're looking at putting more into the actual seating units as well. So hopefully the next time they're flying, they won't have a problem finding a socket.
EV charging at the airport? Yeah. Shannon and Cork have more fast chargers than slow chargers, says this texter.
I think hands up on that one. We're behind where we want to be, but it is something we're looking at very closely. I think we're having to work with the ESB on that one, because obviously there's a consequence for the wider grid there. But we do have some in the car parks, but we definitely need more going forward.
Bob in Limerick is wondering, when will the app be out that bags your bags for you? I hear the ad on the radio all the time and I can't wait for the service. What does he mean by that?
I have no idea, Andrea. But
ads, according to Bob. about it. An
I'm
app.
Not aware of that one. We do have the Dublin Airport app, which launched last year, but it doesn't offer a service like that. But if you want to pass me that on
we'll
afterwards, I'll happily look
into it. We'll sort Bob's question out. Anne is wondering, can you ask, my young daughter has a pacemaker. I'm always confused as to which scanners are safe for her.
The best thing to do there is, as you're approaching the scanner, just chat to one of the members of staff and they'll guide you through the process. Anybody who's got any kind of issue like that, I just urge them to speak to the staff in advance, just when you're in the queue. The guys are trained and they'll be ready to help you.
Listener suggesting, could you not make the trays available a little bit earlier in the queue for security? You know, that you have the tray before you get up to the, whatever the belt
Yeah, it's something we've trialed before, something we've looked at. There are people who prepare and people who don't prepare, and that's always going to be the reality, I think. I think what we have at the moment works relatively okay. We're always looking for ways we can improve it. Space is obviously at a premium in those areas as well. But for the moment, I think they work okay. But certainly, if any listener would like to prepare that little bit earlier, it'd be welcome, because it just means they're ready.
David in Leash says the drop and go service is brilliant, marginally above the long-term cost. Well worth it. You collect your keys in a cabinet when you land back. No hanging around. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, two users actually that really benefits. One, groups of golfers, because you've got the golf clubs, so you can just get in. You don't need to, you know, faff around with buses and things like that. And families as well. If you've got buggies, young kids, it's a great service.
How long do you keep lost luggage for?
So lost luggage is run by a company now called Smart Cart in both terminals. They would keep that for, I think, up to 6 months. And then they I think it's all donated to charity.
Okay. Where's the texture? Sorry, I wanted to ask him after losing my train of thought there. Oh, yeah. Bars and restaurants opening in Terminal 1. What times? I'm flying out at 6 a.m. next weekend. I'll be there at 4 a.m. Can I get food and drink?
Yeah, the lounges will be open then. The bars and restaurants will be open as well. They all can open up from 4 o'clock. If you're airside and early in the terminal, you've also got Insomnia in Terminal 1, which is open 24 hours.
Listener wondering about the American Lounge. It was closed a while back.
Yeah, he's going to be happy. It reopened there a couple of weeks ago, 51st and Green in Terminal 2. And there's good offers coming on that one. So stay tuned. You'll see some nice offers coming.
Do many people book lounges?
Lounges is the reason we've closed it and expanded it, refurbished it, is because demand is so high. We were just about to open the old Terminal 1 lounge back up. It's been closed for about 6 months. It's going to reopen this Thursday as the Phoenix Lounge. It's going to be twice the size, 350 seats, and that just shows you the demand that's there. There seems to be a thing now, particularly amongst a lot of young people, that if you're travelling, you've got to have the lounge. So that's the demand that we're trying to meet.
Yeah, and maybe a final question. I recently flew with Aer Lingus to Spain. My gate was in a separate building with little access to food and coffee shops. We ended up going to the gate really early without getting anything to eat. How can travellers know in advance how far their gate will be?
Yeah, look, I think you just need to do your due diligence. The flights tend to leave from the same gates every day. So if you have a look the day before and then look on the website, plan where your restaurants are, where your bars are, decide if you want to have coffee, if you want to have food, and just do that bit of research in advance. We're doing lots of that type of information on social media leading into summer. So hopefully we'll have all the answers there.
Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager with the Dublin Airport Authority. Graham, we'll have to get you back before the summer madness to answer the listener questions. Thanks a million for popping into us here today. Email if you want to share your stories, experiences, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.